You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill. Check it out, John.
Welcome back, Sports Hangover, hour number three, 800-998-1003. Joey, welcome us officially to the midway point of your work week.
Halftime. Uh-oh, guess what day it is?
It's hump day.
Hump day! I know you can hear me.
Let's get stupid.
Today's more about what, that Camel Wednesday, hump day, is that what it is?
Ah, yes. Sean Sheen, the Digital Underground. Head coach Sean of the Payton. Caleb the Camel. Coach Payton and your New Orleans Saints have put to bed OTA number 5. Tomorrow we'll get to see OTA number 6. Words of wisdom.
And to all the ladies, peace and happiness forever.
Ah, the meeting is taking place today. Anthony Davis, your New Orleans Pelicans, David Griffin in there. Don't exactly know who else is going to be there. We're seeing reports that it's a smaller contingent that first reported, which was Drew Holiday, Gail Benson. So I'm assuming it's David and Trajan. I mean, look, again, Drew Holiday's been working out with Anthony Davis. He knows what he's thinking. Right?
What time did they say that the meeting's supposed to be for?
I didn't see a time.
Was it lunch?
Is it lunch? Is it dinner?
Because if it's lunch, it's happening.
It's happening
as we
right
speak.
Now. 12 o'clock LA time.
AD, please stay with us.
We've been asking you to chime in 800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio NOLA or on Facebook. Your favorite movie moment that depicts a meeting, a decision making part of the feature film, something that's remembering. I used Animal House. Germans bomb Pearl Harbor. I think it's funny. We've heard meatballs. It just doesn't matter, right? Any fun speeches that we can get into? Anthony and Corey going to you in about 30 seconds. Let me.
I'd like to cash this check here, and then I'd like to take you out for a steak dinner.
Oh, okay. All right. You see? So join the intern. I said, you got to pull the contract out at the table. I want resolution. Will Guillory at The Athletic said, you know what? This is something you say, you present, and then you say, go think about it. Get back to me. Take some time. Sleep on it. Are you going end of the week? Get back to me on Friday,
yeah.
Close of business?
Like you said, I'm going 24 hours.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He's had plenty of time to think about it.
I said, get back to me in 24 hours.
I'll give you 24 hours.
Eat a steak.
Yeah.
Ruth Chris on me.
Yeah. I'll give you, sleep on it, get back to me tomorrow. That's what I would say. That's about as much as I'm going. There's some people I'm seeing on Twitter saying, dude, you show up, as Will Guillory said, laptop, iPad, Zion highlights, contract sitting right next to it, 240. You win or you're not.
I said that at first, but then if you truly want him to stay, I think you have to give him a day. A day or two.
I mean, I'm not giving you 2 weeks or 3 weeks.
I'm not giving you more than
what do you need to think
a
about?
Day or two.
You present the case. Now, I do want to know from you guys this, all right? Movie or something, that'd be great. Second, though, what would be the first thing you would say? And do you want resolution? Do you want resolution today, or are you willing to give some time? And how much time? I would go at the latest close of business Friday. You got the end of the week, okay? My first question is, why do you want to leave New Orleans? Why did you request a trade? That is going to be, if you look at it like a lightning bolt and you see different branches of lightning, that's where I'm going to go. That's the first thing I need to know if I'm David Griffin. I just jotted it down. I'm going to go quickly, and I promise Corey and Anthony, I'm coming right to you. If the answer after that is, well, I'm about winning, then I can explain to you why I think we can win. If your answer is, I don't buy the training staff, I can explain to you, I just hired one of the best in the NBA.
Plus,
if your answer is, well, hoops isn't first there, it's the Saints, I can tell you, well, I got hired. I report just to Mrs. Benson. We've invested money in my salary. Trajan Langdon.
$4.8 million.
$5 million, let's call it, to the facility. It's no longer that case. I don't know about Alvin Gentry. Okay, well, you never said that before. I have a great working relationship with him. Look at how he kept everything together with everything, and look at how hard his team played after your request. I want to win now. Well, with the guy that a lot of people feel is as transcendent since you, if not LeBron, with Drew, who wants to be a leader, and you're working out with, you see his commitment. And with commitment from us now, why can't we win now? You know everybody. You're on Team USA. Bring people here. You brought Julius Randle. You got DeMarcus Cousins. You have power. And with $240 million out of my back pocket, according to Jordan, that I just pulled out, you have security. But that's why my first question is, why do you want out? Because if the response then is, it's just time to move on, I need a change,
then I would respond with mine.
You get what I'm getting at? It's intangibles. Yeah. Or I need a bigger market. Then that's nothing I can do. Let's not waste anyone's time and let's move on to, okay, well, where do you want to go?
Well, I would say, like I said, where would you think that it's better than here, and where would you want to go?
See, so. I hear what you're saying, but then that kind of makes me feel like I'm begging for you. Right? But I don't know if that's any different than trying to present your case. So good point. Corey, you're up first. Anthony on the on deck circle. What you got, Corey?
Hey, Gus, I heard a list of things that you were just saying just now. And what if Davis, his counteroffer to you is not saying that I won't do this? That number one piece, it only, the reason, only thing, I, only reason why I would sign that max extension, if you trade that number one pick for a proven commodity. I wouldn't do it because I'm just saying, I'm just saying hypothetically, where does he say that? Because Griffin did it before when he was in Cleveland.
Oh,
so where does he come? He's kind of off and he tell you that.
Stop, don't go with LeBron.
Oh, Corey. No, hey, look, look. Corey brought up a great point.
I was thinking about it yesterday.
What if they say, David, that number one pick can get us a lot, and I want to win now. And winning now means I want, like you said, proven commodity. Now, my question with then Ben Corey is, who you're talking about? Who are the players that you can get, and where are you getting them from? Houston just made CPB available. Okay? But he just made them available.
Also,
if you're trying to win a championship, you're not making players available, correct?
Right.
Okay. So, where else am I trading them to?
Oh.
I don't know what Kawhi is doing.
Houston,
right?
I heard Houston see everybody available. I don't know. Did he say anything about James Harden?
So you want James Harden
likely,
with AD?
They said James Harden is most likely not on the table.
Mm.
According to Woj.
Man, that's a tough question. But, I mean, we saw Griffin did it before. He did it when he traded Wiggins to Minnesota, and he got Kevin Love. Now, will you gamble enough to trade Zion Williams, the number one guy since LeBron James, the hype-wise? Would you gamble by trading him to satisfy Anthony Davis?
Let me tell you something, Corey. I'll say this, and again, this is just Gus Kattengill's opinion. You saw 5,000 season ticket packages.
That's what I was just about to say.
I am seeing people pull out Hornets stuff.
Yep.
I'm seeing Pels gear everywhere. I know for a fact that there's more excitement outside of New Orleans for Zion Williamson. And to do that for a guy that told you, thanks, but no thanks, I don't want to be here, would be, I think, a death nail to the fan base.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, if it came out that AD says, I'll come back, but I trade the number one pick. I think fans would literally,
they would give up on the franchise.
And torches, man. I really think that. I could be wrong, but look, you bring up an interesting side of this that I've not heard anybody else nationally say. So, Corey, kudos to you. What if AD says, I'm in. Trade the number one pick. Let's try to get it to Russell Westbrook. Try to bring him in. Try to bring in somebody else and trade the number one pick. Okay. So we'll throw that out there, Corey. You may not be popular for that, but look, you got to look at it from every aspect of it. And you wonder if Griffin goes into that meeting expecting to hear that. And if he does, what would you do? Anthony, thanks for calling the Sports Hangover. Thanks for holding on. What do you got, man?
My old friend, Gus Cattingale. How are you?
What's going on, dude?
Nothing much. Just have to be in town, so I figured I'd pick up the Sports Hangover and call you up.
Nice. I haven't heard from you in a long time, man. Yeah, go. Yeah, give me a scene from a movie.
Baptism scene from The Godfather.
There it is.
Take care of all business.
Okay. What else you got?
Oh, I'm just excited about LSU baseball. Hopefully we, well, not that excited, but excited enough for hosting. So we're just praying that, you know, things go well.
You think they get to the Super Regionals?
I think they should. You know, there's something magical about the box.
Okay.
Now, playing Georgia, that's going to be a difficult assignment. Very difficult assignment.
Well, I'll say this. There's a lot of people believe Florida State might have a shot to get out of that regional. And if that happens and LSU does win their Baton Rouge Regional, then they would be hosting. So, we'll see, Anthony, if the Tigers can get things done. They show the ability to fight, stay alive, come back, find ways to win in the SEC tournament. That's where they do that now. Can they do it on the regional here starting Friday at 6 o'clock? We'll see.
Yes, we will. All right, Gus, just wanted to tell you hi and drop in and say hi to you, my man.
Hey, man, always a pleasure, man. Good hearing from you, dude.
Good hearing from you.
There he is, Anthony. All right, so I've been asking everybody else, I'm asking you, what would be the first thing? You're David Griffin, you sit down, you get through the pleasantries. How's it going? Hope everything's going well. Been watching the videos, are working out, looking good. How's your mom and them? What is the next thing out of your mouth?
I kind of already stated it. I said, where do you think you would find it better? What better situation that is going on than here? What has other teams done in the past month that we've accomplished in a 5-week span? Have you ever seen another franchise do what we have done to turn around the thought of how a franchise is perceived?
Mm-hmm.
So that would be my, I think that would be my second question, because I really liked your first question.
I need to know.
And I think that would be the follow-up.
I still like to know. He's never told us, other than it's my time. That's fantastic. Why do you think your time is now and not here?
I think that's a lot of the frustration that the fans have because, I mean, people like to know how they messed up.
Give me a reason. I mean, people would understand if you come out and say, look, man, you haven't taken this team seriously. That's right, we haven't. You see? Fine. Hey, we didn't win enough games.
I mean, my time's up. We just went to the playoffs. We could have had the potential to go to the Western Conference Finals this year. You saw what the Trailblazers did.
There you go.
So, I mean, just give us something besides it's my time.
Which is why
that
needs to be my first question. How do you go? Because I want to know what the heck happened. What happened? From May whatever, when we got done playing the Warriors, to working out during the summer with everybody, right? I mean, we raved about how the whole team got together and all that. From July 1st, where you literally were helping recruit Julius Randle. So you were still in Julius Randle on July 1st. You were still in. You were helping actively recruit players and get them to sign.
And you already knew Boogie was gone.
You already knew it. So at least I can say at the start of July, you were all in.
And then all of a sudden,
in September, when you signed with Clutch,
everything changed.
What happened?
What did they tell you?
What happened? Did you show up to the facility and somebody was parking in your spot? I mean, what happened? You started out 4-0. You open the season on national television beating the Houston Rockets soundly. What happened? Elfrid Payton got hurt. You gave up?
The pinky that changed everything.
Yeah, I mean, right. What was it, the pinky that changed? I mean, I just give me where is that moment that I can draw a dot, a hyphen, a slash on the Pelicans history timeline where you said, bleep it, I can't win here, I'm out. Where was it? Because that will help me understand what happened. Because I wasn't here, Anthony. I wasn't here. So tell me what changed. And what changed your mind?
At Media Day, we were already seeing a new side of
you
AI.
Absolutely we saw it. I told
before
you.
Before they even played.
What did I tell you? It was keywords, right? I follow politics way too much.
His body language was horrible.
It's called keywords.
Yeah, it looked uncomfortable.
When you constantly hear one party constantly use a phrase, it's called catchphrases, keywords. They do it on purpose and try to hammer a message and try to. It's Pavlov's dog's principle. You keep hearing it enough. You think that's what it is. I mean, that's just classic in today's politics. So when you constantly heard him saying, you know, things such as most dominant player, most dominant, he was trying to convey the message that, you know, things are different now.
And AD needs,
I need to be seen
AD,
differently. I need AD to be treated to, differently.
AD needs to look at it from this perspective.
This season.
If he's going to return.
Right.
Don't look at it as Zion's going to take us to the promised land. Be the guy that brought Zion to the next level. And you took Zion to that next level and brought the Pelicans
absolutely
to the promised land.
So, but again, though, it all, the genesis of my meeting, my pitch, your return, your trade, comes on the heels of the answer to the question, why? Because if it has nothing to do with basketball and winning, then let's save ourselves some time, and now we go on to the next step. And that is amicably and how best to facilitate a trade that helps me first, but also that takes you into account. That's what David Griffin is doing here. I do think he would love if he came back. I don't think that's happening. So I think this is more about massaging it because you don't know whether it's Zion or others that Clutch Sports represents you may have to deal with. When we come back, Jordan, though, is going to give you some good news, possibly for those that fear that Clutch could get their hands on the latest prized possession of the Pelicans, Zion Williamson, to be, that is. Sports Hangover continues next. Phone lines are open the rest of the show. 800-998-1003. You're listening to ESPN New Orleans.
When it comes to the playoffs, coverage is everything. The same applies to the wireless game. With Straight Talk Wireless, you get full nationwide coverage on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks, but for up to 50% less than those big carriers charge. For the exact same high-speed networks, it's like getting full-court coverage at half-court prices. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month, only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Women Heart is in a race to save lives. Heart disease is the number one killer of women. It's 80% preventable, if you know the facts. Millions of women are living with or at risk of different types of heart disease, like AFib, which is a type of irregular heartbeat. It affects both women and men, but women with AFib have a higher risk of stroke and death than men. Get educated. See your doctor. Know the facts. Diet and exercise are key to staying healthy. Know the risks. Women Heart does something really unique, solely focusing on women and providing peer-to-peer support. To win this race, we all have to do it together. Our hearts beat as one. To learn more, visit womenheart.org.
Napa Know How. The 2019 Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series is underway, and you can get caught up on the latest information for this week's race on Fridays right here, ESPN New Orleans. And it's all sponsored by Rogers Parts, locally owned, nationally known. Rogers Parts has been serving the local area for over 50 years. Get the expert analysis and latest news of this week's NASCAR racing event all throughout the season, every Friday on ESPN New Orleans, 100.3 FM. Have a know-how.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
It's Golic and Wingo.
NBA insider Adrian Wojnarowski. What happened in this three-way trade where the Brookses, Marshawn, and Dillon were mixed up? Who mixed it up? Who screwed it up?
There were players in the deal. From Phoenix aside, Trevor Ariza knew he had been traded.
Right. Mm.
And so Memphis and Phoenix starting to talk to each other and compare notes was when, as the names were being, do we have this right? And the answer was no, we don't. And they said, well, there's no deal to do here.
Golic and Wingo. Weekday mornings at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
You don't understand. I could have had class. I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody instead of a bum, which is what I am. Let's face it.
Looking for your best movie moments that you can think would be like the meeting that's happening today. Pelicans and Anthony Davis, what would be the first thing out of your mouth if you're David Griffin after the pleasantries? And also, do you want resolution today? Do you want a decision either way today? Or is this something you say, I want you to think about it? And then how long? 24 hours? End of the week? Cajun Goat, thanks for calling us on the Sports Hangover. What you got?
I'd ask him if his bags are packed already, but, I mean, I'm sure that's not the approach they're going to take. But I don't think he really wants to be here, so I don't think it's going to be a big problem anyway. I feel like, yeah, I know y'all saying, oh, what happened last year, what happened? I think it happened maybe the year before that when Boogie was here and Rondo, because they ran like roaches when you turn the lights on, you know? They took off out of here as fast as possible. I think they already knew that he wanted to leave before he even started this season out. And the whole change with the Clutch Sports and all that was they're going to find a crazy way to get him out of New Orleans. So I really don't believe the guy wants to be here anymore. I really didn't find him wanting to be here to begin with in the beginning. If he goes, he goes. I'm good with it, to be honest with you, because I really don't think he's that player. If he stays, it's great, but he's going to have to know that he's going to have to play the second fiddle to Zion, that's for sure.
So what do you think should be the decision or what needs to happen from this Pels team? I guess you want to reach out C first, right? And then from that point, do you want to move on quickly? I mean, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I think so. I think you feel the water. If there's any hesitation in anything that he has to say, because, man, you really would have to be a doofus not to want to take all the money they're going to be able to offer him. Come in a team that's going to be hot next year and be in the playoffs, because this team was just in the playoffs. Don't forget that. I mean, they had a crazy season last year because of everything that went on. So you have playoff caliber people on the team. You're going to get even better with the draft, and everything's heading in the right direction. Now, if you're still wanting to go to a big market, that just tells me you're not in it to play basketball. You're in it just to try to get some kind of money or some kind of publicity. So, yeah, I would find out right away. I wouldn't let him even sleep on it, because guess what? You had all this time to sleep on it. You've seen the transactions. You can't tell me they don't read the paper. They don't know what's going on. You've seen that the Pelicans have the number one pick. So, I mean, you should know when you walk in a room what you want to do. So I wouldn't give him 2 days, 3 days. because, you know, the draft is coming up. It's right around the corner, Gus. They got to get their apples in the line of what they're going to do.
All right, Cajun Goat, check this out. There it is, the breaking news sounder. Adrian Wojnarowski tweeting a minute ago. New Orleans star Anthony Davis and the Pelicans' David Griffin met this morning in Los Angeles and are expected to continue a dialogue moving forward. League sources tell ESPN. Griffin is making his case to AD on a future with the Pelicans. Davis can be a free agent next summer. So Cajun Goat, they met. They will continue discussions.
Yeah.
Right.
Again, I don't see that as any kind of news to me.
I just retweeted with a comment saying either no, you're coming back or you're not. I think what this means to me is he let him know I'm not coming back or I'm not leaning that direction. So the continued ongoing dialogue, think of the word dialogue. That means I'll keep you posted as to where I'm trading your butt. That's how I take it.
Right. I feel like, look,
Griffin
should know this by now. This guy's been holding this team hostage now since he's been here. I mean, we've had to have our coaches coach around him, bring in players to coach around him, and he still hasn't brought any significant change to our team. He hasn't brought us into a championship game. He hasn't brought us into the finals, anything. I mean, two playoff contentions since you've been here, and that's it. Look, dude, it's time to hit the road because you really think about it. Coaches, and you got to see it last year with Gentry. Gentry, and I'm not a big Gentry, you know, Gus, I call you enough about it. I'm not a big Gentry fan. But I got to say, Gentry did do a great job when he didn't have to worry about appeasing AD.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, give a coach a fresh start without having to appease this guy and watch how much better the team's going to be. Because this guy here seems like he wants to be babied. And, you know, this is not what we need over here. We need guys that want to play.
All right, Cajun Goat, thank you for the phone call, man. Appreciate it. Have a good day, bud. One Angry Midget, what you got for us on the Sports Hangover?
Hey, what's going on, Gus?
How are you?
The thing that rubs me wrong, and I know this is a horse that is dead, been resurrected, and is being beaten again. But here's a guy who convinced Drew Holiday to sign to re-up. He talked Randall into coming to the team. And then the first sign of adversity, through no fault of the team, injuries. I mean, you can blame the training staff or what have you. You know, the team starts to flounder, and then he pulls what he pulls. With all that said, though, whether it's karma or kismet or whatever you want to call it, every complaint that he had has been virtually wiped away.
Mm-hmm.
Gale has saddled up and got literally one of the best basketball guys you can get to run your team. You grabbed one of the best medical guys you can have to run your facility. You went and grabbed one of the hottest young minds in basketball right now to join the fold. And you landed the number one pick. If AD wants to win, if that's really his goal, then he should be looking at this as a three-year window. Because in 3 years, if he stays, this team is going to be very, very good and could be spectacular. If not, then I guess he wants to go play with LeBou and be mediocre. That's all I got.
There he is. One Angry Midget, thank you for the phone call. So again, just tweeted by Adrian Wojnarowski. He's the only one right now, Jordan, that I'm seeing nationally or anybody have anything from the meeting saying that it was this morning and that ongoing talks will continue. A dialogue. Again, I'm not trying to break down exactly words and such, but when I read they're and are expected, didn't say they will continue. They're expected, meaning it's amicable, to continue a dialogue moving forward. The only dialogue you would continue to have moving forward is trade. I think the part of Adrian Wojnarowski saying Griffin is making his case on AD on a future, the case would have been made this morning. He's not going to be continuing to make the case. You understand what I'm saying? Doesn't make any sense to me. Now, I guess you're saying, hey, look, keep an eye out on some of the other moves you're going to be making, but that's not where you are. I need to know where you're at so we can continue to move forward as an organization. That means either you're in or you're not. If you're not, then I need to start working on a trade. Right? I mean, isn't that how you get it? Let's discuss this again. Adrian Wojnarowski saying they met this morning, quote, they're expected to continue a dialogue moving forward. League sources tell ESPN. Griffin is making his case to AD on a future with the Pelicans. He can be a free agent next summer. The last two sentences are filler. We all know that. So the only thing you can take out of this is they met this morning. We know that. Now we know the date. We know what happened. And they'll continue a dialogue moving forward. Nothing was resolved. David Griffin said he was going to find out the meeting. 100% in, 100% out. Who Dat in Tennessee says, quote, darn sure doesn't sound like, quote, all in, close quote. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
Just like that.
Are you tired of waiting in the big box stores?
Customer needs assistance in appliances. Never mind. Customer went to Rod Superstore.
Spring is in the air at Rod Superstore in Houma. Rod's is now an authorized Blaze barbecue grill and accessory dealer. With the Blaze limited lifetime warranty and a selection of grills, side burners, and flat top burners, along with refrigerators and outdoor island, will make any backyard a getaway. The heat is on, and Rod Superstore has Friedrich and Frigidaire window air conditioners from 5,000 to 36,000 BTUs to keep you cool this summer. Rod Superstore has home appliances by Frigidaire Pro, Sub-Zero, Wolf, KitchenMaid, Whirlpool, and Maytag. Refrigerators and freezers, ranges and dishwashers, washers and gas and electric dryers. All this and factory-trained in-house service for their customers only. Why not Rod Superstore? 808 Barrow Street in Houma.
Bailey's Tire Service is your one-stop shop auto repair center. Their goal is to satisfy customer needs that walk through the door with their selection of Cooper, Mastercraft, and Toyo tires. Bailey's Tire Service will treat your ride like their ride. So for auto repairs from oil changes, brake repairs, Bailey's Tire Service is your complete auto repair shop. Visit them online at baileystireservice.com or check them out on Facebook.
Is pain putting a strain on your quality of life? Don't suffer in silence. Get relief at the Pain Center of Thibodaux Regional. Dr. Luis Hernandez and Dr. Keith Duplantis can provide solutions to neck, knee, and back pain, as well as pain associated with injury, arthritis, nerve damage, and migraines. Get help for your pain at the Pain Center of Thibodaux Regional. Call today, 985-493-4080, or go to Thibodaux.com.
Hey, big guy, you tired of the runaround? You know, going from store to store, never finding your size? Here's a tip. Head to DXL. They are the one-stop shop for men's big and tall clothing, period. And at DXL, you don't have to be all hoity-toity to have a personal stylist. Their fit experts will help you find great styles in your size. It couldn't be easier. So head to DXL.com and check out a store near you. DXL Big and Tall. Built for you at DXL.com.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
I mean, there is business still getting done in Louisiana legislation. Joey, apparently Who Dat signs, Who Dat Nation. Welcome to Who Dat Nation signs. Could be all over the roadways and our interstates for people traveling through. There you go, Jordan. Come on, a little round of applause. That's hard work being done up there. Look, they gave you hope today, man. They gave you hope.
How?
Not you. Oh. That'd be real creepy. But for Jordan.
Stop.
Oh.
Just saying, 16 years old, man. They're trying to get it passed, legally married.
Keep talking. I got to find a song for Jordan. Keep going. Keep talking, Gus.
Don't stand so close to me. I mean,
No.
Okay, this is, right.
Let me find it. Keep talking.
Okay, no problem.
Sport.
800-998-1003. Saul at ESPN Radio NOLA. Let him go. If he stays and any sign of losing like a three-game skid, he would want to leave. He is a cancer in the locker room. CP3 left without a ring, and AD will be ringless when he leaves. Speaking of support for AD, we did find one.
Go ahead.
Support for AD?
Yeah.
To stay?
Yeah. No, to go. Kendrick Perkins.
Oh, yeah. Kendrick Perkins said, it's time for, I love David Griffin, but it's time for Anthony Davis to move on to bigger, better things.
Yeah.
And he said it's time for him to go to a big market.
Bigger market. That's it. That is. Bigger market will guarantee wins. There it is.
I found it. It's
all about the bigger markets. Bigger markets guarantee wins. Guarantee championships.
I found it.
Too bad the top two haven't been. Actually three with Chicago. Actually four with Houston. I could keep going on, but hey, Kendrick. That's right. Bigger markets, baby. Guarantee you win.
I guess you could add guarantee the Celtics also.
Yeah, Boston, there you go. There you go. Kendrick, guarantee you wins, baby.
Yeah.
Clown. Go ahead. Give me a song.
Found Jordan's
this
song.
This is Jordan's song.
By the Beatles.
By the Beatles.
Ooh.
Hello, little girl.
Saying, Jordan, I mean, basically, if you're going to marry her at 16, you probably would have to start dating her a little bit before that. She's going to be 15. I don't know how that works, but.
People that haven't listened to the whole show are going to take this so out of context.
What are you at 16? A sophomore in high school? Think a sophomore, right? 15, you're a freshman.
Right.
You don't need your phone, Jordan. Think.
Think.
Most 16. People graduate at 17, 18 years old. So, yes, you would probably be a sophomore.
Sophomore.
Yeah.
Unless you're Jordan.
So, basically,
Jordan,
you probably got to get to know her during a freshman year. You know, you can kind of tell her what to expect during high school, what college is going to be like, you know, 2 years in under your belts now. I mean, and then when you decide I'm going to marry her, she's got to be 16, so you got to wait till sophomore year. You could probably pop the question at the, you know, sophomore prom. So, I mean.
don't do it at 15.
Yeah, I mean, you can't really. Do you have dances at SLU? I mean, I don't. Southeastern, I mean, I
don't know.
Her Sweet 16. There you go. You could do it at her Sweet 16.
All right.
This made this very uncomfortable.
Yeah. That's my point. That's my point.
Voice.
In terms of making it uncomfortable for listeners to go, that's what our state's trying to say. It's okay now.
I could see guys looking at Jordan going, stay away from my daughter,
sports,
boy.
Sports gambling, things of that, you know, nah. But hey, at 16, why not? What a joke.
Have at it.
You can't have at it. No.
On another note.
But again, I was just saying, look, I mean, next, you know, tomorrow is another Thursday in the month of May, and we've yet to get you a date. I'm just saying.
We're not going there.
Wait for the vote. That'll be easier.
Yeah, exactly. Wait to the vote. They just passed committee. It hadn't been law just yet, but so you got to wait till the law happens.
I think you're more excited about this than me.
Oh, no. No. Gosh, no, man. Come on.
Talking about a lot.
A 16-year-old is 14 years later than my 2-year-old. That's my point.
Yeah, that is kind of freaky.
Yeah. Anyway. You know, Lance. Yeah. On Twitter at GCAT_17. Again, Wojnarowski saying they had the meeting this morning in L.A. Continued dialogue. So basically nothing came out of it. Which, to me, means something. You would know. Again, that's why I kept saying, give me resolution one way or another. When I read, and again, I am reading into the text. I am reading into it because this is all I have. So I'm doing an analysis on a tweet. I understand how dangerous that is, but that's all we got. But if you're going to say we're going to have continued dialogue, my first gut instinct is I take that as we'll keep you informed of the trade offers we get.
Or
that's what I get. And then Jordan's taking it another way.
Or it could be that later in time, say, we'll give you a day or two and we'll continue the dialogue.
We just gave you a dialogue in a day or two.
Yeah, but in a day or two, that's when AD will come to his decision. Because you didn't hear.
So you still.
You didn't hear, AD's stance is still the same before the meeting.
Okay.
So, I mean, you really didn't get really anything out of the whole thing.
But when I hear, I guess what not hear, when I see they're expected to continue a dialogue moving forward.
And that could, that's also the, you know, leaks don't happen.
It's not very
leaks,
warming.
Leaks don't happen on by accident.
I get
like you
it.
Say.
So I get the, it, but it's not a very warming thing.
I know, but it's also not a bad thing.
It is not a, Davis was receptive, and he'll continue to talk moving forward. Here's my thing. What are we talking about moving forward? I mean, unless David sat down this morning and like, hey, what's going on? Great, man. Look, my workout starts in 10 minutes. What you got? And David just chit-chats, says, I just want to get to know you, man. Just wanted to chat. And really wasn't a, hey, you're with us or without us sort of thing. And then I'll get back to you. Now, again, remember, he didn't fly out there just for that. He did say that the meeting would take place when the NBA had its draft workouts in L.A. So they are there to look at that. So, Jordan, I'm going to take what you said and maybe say, what if this means, right, look, let's meet later on in a week. This was an introductory. Hey, I'm David Griffin. Might have heard of me. I wanted to just say hi. Let's talk business later. Maybe is that the approach that you're looking at it as? I'm here throughout the rest of the week and weekend. Let's meet on Sunday and let's talk. Maybe just wants to introduce himself before he got to his, you know, jumping on a box and doing lunges on one leg.
I think it's a very good possibility because I feel like there's no need to rush this situation, this whole
process.
See,
I completely disagree with you.
Well, what are you trying to, why do you want to rush it? We haven't even selected Zion Williamson yet.
Right,
so.
And I can't select Zion Williamson and think of what my draft is unless I know who's trading for you and what am I doing. I need time.
That's why you just look at all the possibilities. You look at everybody threat that could be drafted.
That's great.
Exactly. So you're prepared.
What
so
did the
David
Saints
Griffin
Jeff Ireland say this year going into the draft? Draft night, as a matter of fact. What did he say? Do you remember the article? He said, one of the reasons we've had success in the draft is we believe we narrow the possibilities. There's a handful of things that if you have them, we just cross you off. Whether it's off the field issues, whether it's, you know, different things. We pare it down. That's what I mean by this. I understand what you're saying by saying, hey, every option's available. That's great. You know how you have success? Narrow it down to the best options and then choose from there. Yes, because you might possibly get second round picks, more first round picks. I do agree with you, Jordan. These draft workouts, man, I need as many eyes as possible. I get that. But at the same time, this is easy to me. This is easy to me. Are you in or out? I'm down with Will, you know, Guillory saying give him some time. Like I said, I'd like 24 hours. I'll give you Friday because I'm in town. But one way or another, I'm not on a flight back to New Orleans. Like my feet aren't touching New Orleans ground and I don't know what's going on. No way, no how. That's just me. No way, no how. I leave that city not knowing if I'm trading you or not. No way. Because you think you got time. Tomorrow, three Thursdays. Tomorrow from the draft. Tomorrow. It's three Thursdays. After tomorrow, the next Thursday is June 6th, then June 13th, then draft night the 20th. If you want to get the biggest haul, if I want to do what you're saying, Jordan, and get the best deals possible, every possibility, then you know how you do that? You let everybody know. Phone's ready. What's your best offer? You get what I'm getting at? The longer you don't put out there or come out and say, we met, things are great, we wish him the best, we both believe at this time it's best to move forward.
Well, what if
and then you do that, and then all of a sudden teams now know it's time to get down to business and start putting their stuff together.
Yeah, but what if by waiting, that gets other teams more, I'm trying to look for the word, mm-hmm. but more like wanting to get AD.
Your leverage, so
they're gonna,
your leverage is going to come just by saying who wants them.
Well, I think if you not necessarily rush who you're going to trade with, but I think that puts more pressure on the other team that you're trading with to get AD.
Gives you leverage.
So yeah, so I think it could possibly be better if you don't give the other team a large amount of time before the draft.
No.
Because they also have to see what they're going to do in their draft.
Exactly. This isn't going to be. I mean, this is a big trade. This is a big trade with whoever you're trading for. They kind of want to know too. They kind of need to put their house in order. You need to as well. I'm going to be shocked if we don't know something by Monday. If we don't see something released or leaked or something. This conversation or dialogue moving forward, again, to me only can come as, you know what? Look, man, I'm glad that you got your job. I'm telling you that's what had to happen. And again, because they both have worked together, Rich Paul and David Griffin, they probably came to an agreement of saying, let's leave it as, hey, we'll continue dialogue. That way it doesn't become an issue, doesn't become a distraction. But probably behind the scenes, I wouldn't be surprised if David Griffin starts letting executives know that it's time to trade. You would know. You would know this morning. You would hear, right? You would hear from him, I'm in or not. It's just me. I think ongoing discussion or ongoing dialogue means we'll let you know some of the trades that we're getting.
We'll also know if Drew and Frank don't keep putting out the Instagram stories of working out with AD.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Go look at it. Sports Hangover wraps up next on ESPN New Orleans.
As a leader in sanitation for the oil and gas industry, Joe's Septic Contractors caters to all field clients offering vacuum truck service for the offshore tanks, vessels, or treatment plants containing sewage or gray water. Joe's Septic Contractors offers state-of-the-art offshore portable toilets with cages and certified safety slings. Call Joe's Septic Contractors today at 985-632-5592 or visit our website at www.joeseptic.com.
We all love our homes. They make us feel safe and comfortable. But what if your home could do more than that? What if it could be helpful, truly helpful? What if it could help you answer the door without getting up? What if it could help you remember where you left your passport? What if your home could help take care of the people within it? Introducing Google Nest, one big family of products that works together. Welcome to the helpful home. 100 years of hard work can take you far, and no one knows that better than Goodyear. In 1918, we started the Akron Wingfoots basketball team. We laced them up and took them to court, and we've been outperforming the rest ever since. Goodyear proudly celebrates our 100th anniversary in basketball and our relentless dedication to being unstoppable. Goodyear, more driven.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Louisiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Every favorite has been reborn. The Caddyshack Bar and Grill is now Vinny's Caddyshack. Come check out the newly renovated bar, revamped liquor selection, and be sure to grab one of our specialty cocktails. If you are looking for a great lunch or want to unwind after a long day at the office, then look no further than Vinny's. Join us for the best happy hour in town, and we're open until 5 a.m. every night. Come see the all-new Vinny's at 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
16 candles.
Oh, boy. Jordan, am I your best man at the wedding when you find your lucky 16-year-old? thanks to the Louisiana State Legislature? What do you think?
You're making me...
Don't get shy. I'm just...
I'm not getting shy.
Yeah, just, you know.
Making me...
I just want to know if I'm the best man or not. You know? The Bima with a very solid question, Joey. What are we drinking at the 16-year-old wedding reception?
Punch.
Punch.
Kool-Aid. And Kool-Aid. Yeah, Kool-Aid. There you go, Jordan. Kool-Aid.
Capri Suns for everyone.
Yep, and when you can't hit this hole with this draw, it's time to quit.
That's true.
Don't even go there.
Non-alcoholic pina coladas.
Ooh.
Oh, look at you already planning. Already planning, baby. Yeah.
Chicken salad.
Are we going DJ or live band, Jordan? DJ or live band?
Both.
Ooh. Both? Wow.
DJ Nasty and who else?
Big Chocolate Fountain.
Man, I just say, look, here's the thing. You could be a trendsetter. Not very many junior proms will feature a husband and wife.
But the wedding has to end at 9:30.
You know what I'm saying? That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, now here's the question. If you're 16 and married, does the curfew still apply to you?
I don't know why you're asking me.
And do you get a student discount at the hotel?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. I mean, have to be indoors in Orleans, Paris? I'm married. There's so many questions. there really are. I mean, I just... Again,
we joined this picture of Jordan that's living infamy now.
Look, man, I'm just reporting what our great legislators are doing in the state. That's all I'm doing. That's all I'm doing. 800-998-1003.
Don't kill the messenger.
That's very true. So Magis on Twitter. It benefits both sides to keep illusion of AD possibly staying. Better trade offers mean more assets for team and higher trade likelihood for AD. Teams have to consider Griffin rolls dice this year and tries to win him over if AD is at all receptive. They're going to trade him. I want to touch on this because this is still a possibility. Trade deadline. You could technically keep him there. You can't keep him after because he can leave for nothing. Do you bring him back, keep him to the trade deadline, and then, Jordan, like you were saying, trying to hold teams to their feet to the fire?
Nah.
And then you see, I agree with you on this aspect of it. Part of the reason I want, say, that third pick with the Knicks or, say, I want with other players is to try to get maybe another top asset in this draft. Don't you agree?
Correct.
Again, I understand this. I think this is a lot of posturing for good on both sides.
I mean, you also have to take into account, I guess, David Griffin's trying to take the bad light off of Anthony Davis.
I agree 100%. I agree 100% that he's trying to massage this as best as possible because whether they want to admit it or not, or they want to see it or not, you cannot not say they don't have egg on their face one way or another. The Lakers are a disaster. There's stories yesterday alone that basically paint a very bad picture of Rich Paul and clutch sports and meddling and favoritism and this and that. Now, you can sit there and say, well, of course, we all knew that. I hear you. Facts are facts, though. You still got to do business with them. Now, thankfully, Jordan, I've been teasing this enough. You found it. Correct. The Bird writes, listed it, the clients as well. The report's out there. Oh, go ahead. What is it with Zion?
So it is the creative artist agency that is where Zion is looking to mostly sign with an agent, maybe possibly before the draft. And some clients of creative artist agency is Chris Paul, Paul George, Devin Booker, Karl Anthony Towns, D'Angelo Russell, our hometown boy, Julius Randle, and Elfrid Payton, Rodney Hood, and Ed Davis.
I think if Pels fans are listening right now, they probably just like that it's not leaning towards clutch sports. Look, again, don't think that that doesn't, you know, get reported out there amongst agents too. I mean, do you see what's happening out there? So, we'll have more if there is more by the time it goes. We will, we'll get into it tomorrow. Our thanks to Justin Hill, head coach of McNeese, for joining us. Larry Holder as well. And Jordan.
For being me.
For being you. Matt Muscoden, after further review, is up next. Thanks for tuning us in. Thanks for calling. Thanks for tweeting. Thanks for the works. Joey, thank you. Matt, you're up on ESPN New Orleans.